was here in this Arctic ceremony singing the blissful Arctic for the glories of our deities. While I was doing this, I was looking at you and was wondering what will be your experience like. I cannot. Well, let me say, I didn't want to read minds, so therefore I cannot comment, and I think everyone had his own approach, but I would really love to tell you the meaning of Arctic. When we do Arctic, we actually participate in a ceremony which is directed towards the pleasure of the divine personalities whom we are worshipping. Arati means no night. We wish that there will be no inauspiciousness for Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and Srivastava, Gadadhara Pandit and Advaita. We wish that there's no obstacle on their path. This is a purely devotional orientation. Normal people put themselves into the center. Oh, I'm coming to the Arctic. Others will see me now, and I will connect with others, and we will all dance together and be happy and experience ourselves as a group. This is not really the idea of going to the Arctic. The idea is that we all come and we put Krishna into the center. We serve the Krishna center in what we do. It's a purely bhakti-oriented effect. Something where we want to experience a divine love. And before you can experience divine love, you always have to exit, find the door out of your own personal drama, which is not a very long drama. It's just a short affair in the cosmos. It is not so substantial as the activities of the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very important that if we go to these spiritual ceremonies like Arctic and so on, that we connect with the spirit of the Arctic ceremony in order to feel and experience the treasures from the palace of bhakti, which are waiting at the moment where we put Krishna into the center and move us out of the center, where we really don't belong. There's only one person in the universe who thinks we belong there. It's not even me who thinks Sachinanda Swami belongs in the universe. It's only the false ego of Sachinanda Swami. It's not a very significant thing to think of oneself being in the center. And during the spiritual ceremonies, we really want to leave this, and we will sing for the Lord, we will dance for the Lord, we will enter His world by being there for the ceremony of Arctic. I think the night which is there for the Lord is only us. The only obstacle for the Lord is our stubborn, conditioned mind. And really, by waving the light, we bring that inauspicious consciousness out of the way. Today I would like to speak about Lord Chaitanya is always here. He does not appear or disappear like an ordinary conditioned soul. Before I start, I want to say that this is a very important lecture subject for me. It's a dream come true to sit here and talk about it, because when I celebrate an appearance day of the Lord, then I always want to feel how He appears in my life. I don't want the appearance day to be arrested in the past. That means it happened 520 plus years ago, and it's no longer relevant for today. I really want to feel as a bhakta how it is relevant to me celebrating Gopunim in the year 2016 in some insignificant part of the universe called Germany. I like to really feel the light of transcendence coming into my own life, and therefore this lecture, which I prepared a few years ago, and I wanted to give it, but there was no opportunity, is really for me a wonderful opportunity to speak about something which is extremely close to my own spiritual practice and spiritual heart, and I'm very grateful that I can share it with you today here in the Dharmakasa. Good. We can maybe bring the harmonium to Gadatha so that it's close by when we need it.
Charine
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
Askatya Nishatani
Askatya Nishatani
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate
Dinabandhu Jagatpate
Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta Namostute
Radha Kanta Namostute
Kanta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye
Pranamami Hari Priye
Everybody all together
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
it's a very interesting section in Chaitanya Bhagavat where the appearance and disappearance of the Lord is discussed in a way that makes us understand that he really does not appear and disappear like an ordinary person. The verse reads, Esava lila sakata nahi paricheda Arvibhava tirobhava ekahe veda. Although the Vedas describe the Lord's appearance and disappearance, there is actually no end to his pastimes. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad, one very mystical literature, says, although the Lord appears and disappears, he eternally resides in Goloka. That means that the Lord is stable. All others are unstable, but the Lord is stably, steadily, unmovably residing in the eternal kingdom of God. There's nothing which disturbs his position, and that is why he can give shelter. Someone who's disturbed himself by the influence of material nature, like birth and death, cannot really give us shelter from birth, rebirth, and death. So the Lord has a stable position. He is not unstable like all others. He's not fallible. He's infallible. But still, he does come into our world and makes his appearance and disappearance. Prabhupada gave the example of the sun. The sun always is there in its place, but for us, in our position, it appears as if the sun appears or disappears. There's another verse which explains this. Adhya pipiha chetanya esa balila kare Yakane Yahare Kare Trishta Dikare Seideke Are Dehi Bare Shakti Nae Nirantara Krida Kare Chaitanya Gosai. Lord Chaitanya performs these pastimes even today. Only when the Lord gives one the ability to see these pastimes can one see them. Others who have not been granted the ability to see Lord Chaitanya's eternal pastimes cannot see them. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains what is the condition of the heart which is necessary if a person wants to see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya even today. He says, if one's heart is filled with devotion and he desires to serve the Lord, then he can always relish the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. No? When your heart is full with devotion and full with the desire to serve the Lord, you will actually be able to see the pastimes and relish them. Srila Prabhupada comes to mind at this moment when he was driven from the Ratha Yatra in London. I forgot which year it was, when he was driven back to the temple where he resided, he turned around to the driver and, like a little child who turns to his father, said, "Have you seen them? Have you seen Lord Chaitanya Nityananda dancing?" And the driver, "Yes, yes." He didn't want to spoil the moment. But I very much relish this innocence of the pure devotee who's able to see and relish the pastimes of the Lord even today. And today, after at the closure of the lecture, I want to actually give you eyes to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope I will be successful and you will all be able to see with these eyes what an awakened soul can see. But let us continue with textual quotes which show us that the devotees seem to be able to see the pastimes of the Lord in the mirror of their heart even today. Here is another quotation from Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Even today, if one of his dear devotees intensely desires to see one of the Lord's particular pastimes, the merciful Lord and immediately exhibits that pastime for him. Before Lord Chaitanya left this planet and entered into the body of Tota Gopinath, but parallel to this, in another divine body, he entered Lord Jagannath. Before he did this pastime, he assured a number of his devotees that they would always be able to see him. He said this, "You will see me whenever there is kirtan in the house of Srivas Pandit." He said like this. He said to another devotee, "I will always be there at the house of my mother and I will eat there." But he also said to the general mass of devotees that if you are holding me in your memory, you will see me in the mirror of your heart. He said like this. He said at other times, when you chant my name, Gauranga, Gauranga, I will come on your tongue. Yet other times he said, worship my deity and you will see me there. He gave indications, in other words, before he disappeared from this world, that he would be with his devotees, because the Lord has one characteristica. He is controlled by the bhakti in the heart of the devotees. He is coming at the moment. A devotee has intense devotion in his heart. He is with him. One of these examples from history is given in the Bhakti Ratnaka. I was asked half a year ago by one devotee who compiles a book. It's called Mana Shiksha, and takes from my lectures and this book, and from His Holiness Shiva Ram Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. Three of us are contributing to the main body of this book. And the devotee wrote me and said, you once told us that Lord Chaitanya actually appeared to a devotee after the Chaitanya area, and it's documented in the scriptures. Do you know where? And I said, I tell so many things, and I researched this, but just now I don't remember. But then I found it this morning in this notebook, which happens to be one of the 100 notebooks which I keep. The great devotee Narahari Chakravarti, who is the disciple of Nrisimha Chakravarti. Once there was a great scholar and devotee who met with Narahari and told him all the good things about him. Narahari was a great devotee, but he kept a very low profile. He was just acting somewhere as a cook. No one ever saw him in the temple. And this Ananda Narayan Maitra, who knew the art of Prashna and taught him different prophecies, but you know, Narahari did not feel very well about it. I don't know how do you feel if someone says, you are so good, you are so talented, you are so great, and so on. Maybe if one has a low self-esteem, one for a moment can enjoy this and feels a little better, you know. But if you are a strong person, you usually don't feel very good about when people praise you. You do not need that to be whole. And Narahari was a very strong devotee, and he said, you say so many good things about me, but I see only darkness all around me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has disappeared, I believe something like 20 years ago. Why was I not born at his time? Why was I coming just a little later? Why was I not having this good fortune? Where is Gaurahari? Where is Nityananda? Where is Shamananda? Pandit, I did not see their pastimes. I was so close. Why am I born now? Why am I so unfortunate? Why am I such a sinful soul? And in great love of Godhead, He could not be pacified. He fell on the ground and he went to Gopeshwara Mahadev in Vrindavan. That is one place where you can go and expect miracles. It's Lord Shiva who is there, who resides there. Always a very old temple. And Narahari was just rolling on the ground in the dust. The Brajavasis came and said, "What to do with this great devotee? He's so absolutely unpeaceful. All the Sattvika Bhavas are in his body." Then Narahari lost his consciousness. And in his ecstasy of love of God, he just fainted. And when you lie on the ground, was lying on the ground in a fainted condition, he had a vision. It's normal to have a vision when our normal consciousness stops, because our normal consciousness always connects us to the ordinary world of the senses, the constructed reality. But many things happen to devotees when they get out of this normal consciousness. And so he saw Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, "Narahari, why do you lament? Do you not see?" There's Narahari looked in the direction which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur had pointed to. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded with Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, Haridas, Ramachandra and Srinivas. "Is this real?" said Narahari. Vishwanath said, "Of course it is real. The Lord has not disappeared. Do you now understand? Only for the material vision of an ordinary soul, the Lord appears and disappears. But for the devotee who looks through the eyes of love, the Lord is always there. He is here." Narahari became ecstatic. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur got a chamara whisk, something which we also use here, and put it into the hand of Narahari Thakur and said, "Now take this chamara fan and fan the Lord." When he started to fan the Lord, Lord Nityananda, who was next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who is very funny. In India, you would say he's too much funny. He said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a little testing way, "Who's he? Where did you find him?" Then Vishwanath, who was standing nearby, said, "He is actually a disciple of Nrisimha Chakravarti." "Aha," said Lord Nityananda, "Ramachandra's group." And he took him, he put him into the loving arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Narahari in the arms of Advaita, and put it to Gadadhara. "Is he yours?" "No," said Gadadhara, "he's not mine." He put him in the arms of Srivas. "Is he yours?" "No." "Why did you put him to me?" He put him to Rupa, Sarata, Gopapada. He went down the line of disciplic succession. Why me? I have nothing to do with him. I don't know him. Jiva, Srinivas, then Ramachandra, and Ramachandra gave him to Nrisimha Chakravarti. Nrisimha Chakravarti said, "Yes, he's mine. He's my disciple." And then the keeping the etiquette of parampara, one after the other, is the meaning of parampara. Nisinga Chakravarti brought him to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. This is significant. Bhakti is an activity which is done for Krishna with the intention to please him. If you want to have a bhakti artik, you must come in the temple. I saw one of you having shoes on. That is not the right etiquette. The shoes should stay outside because you're coming into a sacred space now, the space of God. Then you should go to the Lord and sing for the pleasure of his ears. Not you should forget about you yourself. It's about the Lord. This is bhakti. Now you might ask yourself the question, but how do I know what pleases him? If I want to please him, if I want to please Kanu Priyaji with something which he would like to eat, I would say I have no idea what Kanu Priya likes to eat. I mean, I can make a guess, pizza, but but maybe she happens to not like pizza. Maybe she is a plum cake lady, so on. So, if I want to really please and not just say I like pizza, I give it to Kanu Priya, and afterwards I will get also a piece. That would not be good. That is what most people do when they approach bhakti nowadays. I like to do this. I like this. Let me offer it quickly to Krishna. It takes only 1 minute, and then I can enjoy. This is not the idea of bhakti. This is the idea of bhakti is really you exit your little world, your little story, for a moment, and you go and say, "What is what Krishna likes? I want to do it like that." To give him pleasure. And once you do this, the whole world turns around. So you need, in order to know how you can please someone whom you may not know so well, you need to ask someone who's close to that person. I would, for instance, ask Dayamayi what Kanu Priya likes, and I'm sure I would get a very concrete and very clear answer, isn't it? She will know, most probably. In the same way, we want to please Krishna through those who are close to Krishna, and that's why we accept a spiritual master and a spiritual teacher in our life, who has learned from others in the traditional line. And at that time, we come to know about these things. We enter the world of giving pleasure to God. We start in this. And this is what the Lord wanted to show here. Lord Nityananda said, well, he's come, he should come through his guru. Not so quickly. We want to establish here a certain process. That's why we have appeared. And they lovingly, very lovingly gave him back down until he was with his spiritual master, and then Narahari Nisinga Chakravarti, yes, gave him up. And they put him before the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narahari was overwhelmed. And then he heard the voice of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, "Look closer, what do you see now?" And as he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the scene began to change. All of a sudden there was the Vamsivat, the flute tree where Krishna stands. The Kelikadamba trees were there, the Yamuna was flowing, and there was a throne made entirely of precious jewels, the Ratna Singhasan. There were peacocks, and on that jeweled throne there were the divine couple Radha and Krishna. Krishna was just sitting on the throne. He had folded hands. He was very emotionally moved, and he looked towards Radha and said, Vrindavana Rani, that means, O Queen of Vrindavan's forest, please, I am today asking you for great favor. So we all beg for God's mercy. Whom does God turn to when he wants mercy? He turns to Srimati Radharani. This is how great Radha is. The Lord said in a very sweet voice, please give me your bhava, your own ecstatic mood. You are so strong, Radha, that you have broken my own promise to my devotees. I have promised in the past that I would reward the devotees in the degree of their loving service, but your service is so great, your love is so extraordinary, that I just cannot give you anything in return which is valuable enough. Therefore, I have become your beggar, your debtor. Make me, I want to be a devotee myself, and I want to learn what is this love which you have, which makes me a debtor. How great it is. How great is your treasure. How much wealth of love do you have. I want to experience this myself. And this only happens if you make me into you. If you turn me into yourself. Radha said, why would you want such a thing? It is so miserable to be Radharani. Krishna said, what? And Radha said, ask Lalita. Then Lalita spoke. They're always together. They know each other's mind very closely. So Lalita said, yes, when you are not there and our Radha is separated from you, at that time she experiences such a misery which is stronger than all the fire in the universe, which burns more hot. We can do nothing to pacify Radha. We prepare a bed of lotus flowers which is sprinkled with cooling Yamuna water. But the moment Radha lies on the bed, all the flowers turn into ashes. When she calls for you, Krishna, her calling is so intense that stones break. Then Radha said, this is not a good idea, Krishna, to become myself. In the fire of love, I experience viraha, that is separation from you. So many times when you are out herding your cows and I have to stay back at home, and a minute becomes longer than even millions of years. In your absence, time does not pass by. But what will happen to you because you're not so strong? Krishna, hearing this, you will fall on the ground and you will hurt yourself. Therefore, I propose something like this. When I'm yearning for you, when my love is at its highest point, you should enter my heart. take that bhava, that mood which is in the heart, and come out of my heart. And then as you come out of my heart, then you will be inside Krishna, and outside you will be dressed in my bhava. I just remembered something which I hope makes you understand this wonderful Leela. When I was a little child, I was a little temperamental, is maybe a good word, and I liked one sweet which I made myself. I would take flour, mix it with butter and sugar, and then eat it. I somehow liked it very much because this was the only sweet I could prepare, and I would often go into the, in good German villas you have a Speisekammer, you know, a room which is just for the groceries, like flour, butter and sugar, and I would go there, I would lock myself, and I would prepare this preparation, which now I can't digest. I don't want to even recommend it. It's not very good, but as a child that was all I could do, and I wanted to relish this. And I remember I would often go, I would come out of the Speisekammer. My mother would have heard the noise inside the Speisekammer, but it was locked from inside, and then I would come out, and my mother told me recently, I would be covered with flour, with meal. And my mother said, ah, the master cook has come again. And I said, no, I was just inspecting, just to see if we need to buy something new. My mother said, you made your foolish little sweet, your children's sweet, and now you're covered with flour, I remember. So Krishna also went into the heart of Krishna, of Radha, where there was the exquisite bhava, and went out and came out, and then he was covered with Radha's bhava, which is a yellowish complexion, which looks as if when you take a lightning flash, mix it with the color of the champak flower, and then add molten gold. Then you have her complexion. And he came out like this. So Radha said to her, to him, so when you are like this, then you can dance. You can call Krishna, Krishna, like I call Krishna. Then you are prema mayi radhe. No? This is your prema mayi means she whose heart is full of prema, and you are then prema, like prema mayi radhe. You are then fully competent, and then you can spread love of Godhead in the age of Kali. This you can do, and whenever you fall, it is not you who will get the bruises and the wounds. I will protect you with my complexion, my golden complexion, and this way I will fulfill your desire. Saying these words, Radha took her hands and took the hands of Krishna, and then the hands of Krishna were inside Krishna, and outside Radha, the golden hands of Radha were there. This is how Radha spoke to Krishna, and this is how Krishna came in this age of Kali as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you then, this means something, if you can connect yourself with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if you can beg for his divine appearance, you will actually enter the ocean of feelings which Radha has for Krishna. There's a very nice verse. Yata yata gora padana vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rashi tata tato sarpati ritya kasmar radha padamboja sudambu rashi. as much as devotional no, it's better the other translation. One who is extremely fortunate may get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As much as a person can devote his full attention to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, to that extent, the taste of nectarian service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan will manifest itself. Huh? As much as you can put your attention on Lord Chaitanya, in the same degree you will get Radha Bhakti in Vrindavan. The more a person engages in the service of Sri Chaitanya, the more the nectarian taste of service to Sri Radha in Vrindavan manifests itself. This is a famous verse from Chaitanya Chandramrita, the text of verse number 88. It shows us that Chaitanya Bhakti is really a gate through which we can enter Vrindavan Dham. And the love, the bhakti, which we all look for so much, which is a desperate need for those who have lost their heart, their spiritual heart. Yes, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs to be present. We need to contact him. There are other very nice pastimes where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in after his pastime on his manifested pastimes on this planet were over. There is one description how he appeared during a kirtan in Keturi Gram, and I will not describe everything there, but I want to read just this little part how the Lord appeared. I was thinking of this 1 year ago when we were in the kirtan mela in Mayapur. And maybe you have seen this. Devotees made photos. They went all over the world, where you can see drops, teardrops, the devotees said, coming out of the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think I may have a photo of this here, but maybe not. Yes, actually, here it is. These photos went all over the world, and while I speak, you can look at them and test them for yourself. It became a controversy because some of us said these were condensed water which were running down the cheeks of the Lord, because there were so many people in the hall and they were sweating. It was really so many people. And others said, no, this were real tears. I said, when I was asked, what was it, condensed water or real tears? I said, the Lord is always there, Kirtan, and we should pray that one day we can see him with our own eyes. And I didn't say more. Those who were sensitive could understand, the others could not. The Lord can appear, and he did appear in a place in Put Keturi Gram and at other times. I would like to read this to you now. While listening to the Sankirtan of Narottam Das, Lord Gaura Rai decided to reveal himself in that place. Within that pavilion, Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, and other companions suddenly manifest themselves like lightning in a cloud. And they came like the lightning comes in the cloud. Charming the universe with their appearance, they became the precious jewels of that Sankirtan. This pastime of Mahaprabhu, enjoying and participating in Sankirtan, was beyond the comprehension of even Lord Brahma and other demigods. So the Lord can appear. The devotees were right who said that the Lord came and cried. The audience was enchanted by the beautiful dresses and graceful gestures of those divine beings. In the midst of the Sankirtan, they danced gracefully in time with the increasing beat of the musical instruments. Mahaprabhu's indescribable dance in that kirtan seemed to shower love throughout the world. Sri Nityananda's dance caused the world to tremble, while Sri Advaita Chandra danced like a mad lion and roared in joy. Pandit Gadadha danced ecstatically with Srinivas. The joyful dancing of Shiva's Pandit, Murari Gupta, Brakeshwar, and so on, lifted the people out of their sorrows and miseries. So yes, the Lord can appear. It is said in the verses of our tradition that the Lord can appear, and He has appeared throughout the time at the various places when He was present. And even after His manifested pastime, the Lord came to Sri to Narahari Thakur and the devotees who were there in Kitori Gram. When will He come to you? When will He embrace you? And this is an important question, I think, which we should ask ourselves. Bhaktisiddhanta says He appears when one's heart is filled with devotion and the desire to serve the Lord. Then such a person who has devotion in his heart and a desire to actually serve the Lord will relish the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. I want to make this now very concrete and reach also my listeners who need a more Western approach in order to hear. I want to tell you a very well-known story. It comes from a Christian background, actually. It was written in the medieval times. It's about two twins. The twins were discussing with each other. One twin said, "Do you really believe that there is life after birth?" The second twin, he was the smaller, said, "Brother, I'm absolutely convinced that there is life after birth." "Yeah," said the older twin, "but there's only this little room in which we are now. That's all we have ever experienced." "No, I'm convinced that in my life after birth, I will eat through the mouth and I will breathe through my lungs." "Nonsense," said the older brother, you have heard something. "We get everything we need through the U-cord." "Not YouTube, U-cord." "Umbilical cord, it's called Nabelschnur." Yes, this is now. But I'm convinced that when we are later outside of this room, we will be able to eat through the mouth and we will actually walk about.
Walk about? This is only like... maybe...
5 arms legs. You can't move about it. No, and I will run. What? And you know what, said the small one? I will meet my mother. This is too much. Don't tell me you believe in an almighty mother. Who has ever seen the mother? No, 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 brother. We are here because of the mother. The older brother said, if you, who are so sentimental, tell me there is the mother, then show me the mother. Or give me an indication that there is a mother. Then I will believe in life after birth. So the young brother thought. And then he said something. He said something which is really nice. He said, when you are a little quiet, you will hear the mother singing. And sometimes you will feel her head touching our little bird. And you will hear her whisper, grow, grow, grow. I want to see you happy. When you asked me today how I deal with this subject matter of seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, connecting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not just through old pastimes, like the pastimes we heard of Narahari, Narahari, I think his name is Chakravarti, and the devotees who saw Lord Chaitanya at the Kitori Gram Festival. If you ask me a tough question, Sachinandan Swami, don't be in the past always, be in the present. How do we feel Gauranga Mahaprabhu at the present? How do we see him? Then I want to say, like the little twin in the mother's womb, be quiet, silence, inner silence. Forget your own mental stories for a moment. Allow how the word of the scripture, the holy scripture, comes into your life. And you will start to get a feeling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then go into the kirtan. Sing for his pleasure. And you will hear the sound. And you will look at the deity. And you will see that something which is a relationship, a sweet relationship manifests. You can see the Lord only through sambandha, a relationship. If you establish a relationship, then they're there. I noticed this today a little bit. The children were so ecstatic today. They actually sat and listened. I always feel this is my most difficult and dangerous audience because the children just walk out if they don't like you. They are merciless to your ego, you know. And today they were listening, they were actually there, they were sitting, and you know what? I got something which I never ever get from grown-up people after a lecture in the Dharma class. I got a whole envelope from Dayamayi's hard ersparte treasures, you know. It was a heavy for Dayamayi to save this for maybe 20 years old. I mean, she's a little younger, you know, and so on and so forth. Right? my daughter's ordination today. Why? Why are these children who are otherwise so merciless to foreigners so kind? Because there's a relationship which has formed over many years in the same way. I didn't want to mean this now. I have to say, I don't want your donations, but to keep this is not the. I'm making a point of sambandha, of relationship. This is the point I'm making, and this is how you can how the Lord will reveal Himself to me, to all of us. I personally am convinced that sometimes when you become peaceful and you are filling your heart with the nectar of the scriptures, when you fill your heart with the nectar of the holy name, and when you fill your heart with the darshan of the Lord, looking at Him, that a sambandha, a relationship, is established, and the Lord gives you His blessing. Here is my little investment in your life. Here is my mercy for you. I'm very much convinced of this. It is an experience that many devotees have. And you know where this experience can be made in a superlative degree? It can be made when you go to the holy Dham, Sri Dham Mayapur, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and you open your heart. Actually, then you can feel the Lord is just around the corner, just like the little twin in the womb of the mother said, I can hear the mother singing, and sometimes I feel how she caresses our own little bird. My dear devotees, don't you experience how Krishna benefits you and caresses your own little world? How He gives you so many nice things, so many nice experiences, all what you need to know to grow? Sometimes I think we feel this. Wow, this happened because of Krishna. Please don't say like the older brother who was in the darkness of the womb, no, the Lord is not there. The Lord, I don't hear the singing of the Lord, the caressing, streicheln of the Lord, the kindnesses of the Lord. So in this way, I really don't feel that these ancient texts exaggerate that Lord Chaitanya performs these pastimes even today. I feel yes, it is true. Only when the Lord gives one the ability to see these pastimes can one see them. Others have not the ability. No? So pray for this ability, and we have a few more days for this. I think Lord Chaitanya's appearance day is on Thursday. Is this right, Sadhguru? Wednesday even. Wow. So soon. Then, very soon, just around the corner. And we will celebrate in the Berlin Temple, our Ravindra Swarupa. No problem. Ravindra Swarupa will come, I understand. He will also come. We have to still discuss with Gadadha, but on Tuesday we thought to invite him here. If the devotees are here and all, we have to still see. And I really wish also all of you in the computer, not in the computer, before the computer. before the computer, I wish that you think about these things, the appearance of the Lord in your own heart and in your own life. Please, it's a few days before this appearance day, and please think about it. Please do the necessary small corrections which might still have to be done in the life, to the little heart corrections, a little bit more devotion, a little bit more service, and little. And then I wish you a wonderful Gopunim day, wherever you may celebrate this, and so on. I will end here, but I want to just say one more thing. Our Gora Lila evening is now on the internet, like anything, and you can find information when it happens. Oh, Krishna, on Mayapur TV are the informations, but there's another source of information which I can tell you next time. You can for sure, I mean, you can ask me and I can send you the dates, you can send on emails, but we have something official, but because I'm not so technical, I've forgotten how we do this. Anyways, next time I will be able to give you the full information. I thank you very much. We will sing a little bit, a small kirtan now. You are welcome to join us, but those who are in a hurry, I'm speaking to the devotees, we will say goodbye now to... No, now it's kirtan. My goodbye. Now it's kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
So, Hare Krishna. I thank you all very much. I really appreciated your presence, and I could feel that there were devotees through the camera. Somehow one feels it. Thank you so much for coming, and please do think about the last point. Obviously, as conditioned souls, we are totally formed by the impressions which we have at the present moment, and these things form our reality, like just like a baby in the womb of his mother only sees the walls of the belly around him and is not really feeling much more. But by a genuine spiritual life, we can increase our spiritual sensitivities really, and come out of this material consciousness to a level where the Kladini Shakti, the spiritual energy of the Lord, works more in our consciousness. And that is the constant invitation which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to us, to Jeev Jago, he said, wake up, you know, or come out of your the lap of Maya. You are in the womb of Maya at the moment. You are like that first older brother who was in the womb of Maya. Now please come out, wake up, arise. And there is so much wonderful things waiting for you. It's just waiting for you. It's just there around the corner. So, Hare Krishna. I wish you a wonderful Gopuni and see you again. Hare Krishna.